Title: Distort an Amen Varination for Sunrise Set Emotion in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a sunrise ready Amen Variation in Ableton Live 12. This is for that drum and bass moment where you want energy and movement, but not anger. Think warm, rolling, emotional jungle pressure at 172 BPM, with a break that feels like it's glowing instead of biting. By the end, you'll have a 2-4 bar Amen Variation you can loop all day, plus a controlled distortion chain using only stock devices. The big theme today is gentle saturation first, then parallel dirt for excitement, and we protect the snare so the emotion stays intact. Step 0. Prep the session fast, but correctly. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 174 is fine, but pick one and commit for now. Create one audio track and name it Amen Main. Drop in an Amen Break. Cleanish is ideal, because we're going to add our own character. Turn warp on. Now, here's a big coach note. Distortion exaggerates warp artifacts. So if you warp it in a mode that smears transients, once you saturate it, that smear turns into facey fuzz. Start with Complex Pro if you want the loop to stay intact as a whole. But if the transients feel soft, switch to Beats mode. Set Preserve to Transients and put the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. That usually tightens the attack. And one more option. If your Amen already grooves at your target tempo without sounding weird, try Repitch. Repitch often sounds the most record-like before you hit it with saturation. It's a vague choice. Before we slice anything, do a quick gain staging check. You want your raw Amen peaking roughly around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. Not because there's some magic number, but because every distortion device reacts differently depending on input. If your break is too hot, the chain gets angry even when your settings look gentle. Now right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice by Transients, using the built-in slicing preset. Great! Now you've got simpler slices inside a drum rack, and you can program the break like an instrument. That's where the classic jungle resequenced feel comes from, and it keeps things tight at fast tempo. Step 1. Program a sunrise-style variation. Make a 2-4 bar MIDI clip on your slice track. Keep the main snare landing on 2 and 4, or at least close enough that the listener feels that anchor. Here's the rule I want you to remember. The snare is the emotional anchor. In Sunrise DNB, the track lifts when the snare body and crack stay consistent while everything else gets more textured, so we can get fancy, but the backbeat needs to feel dependable. Now add ghost snares. Very low velocity. Think felt more than heard. Put one right before the main snare, or right after, or both. Add a small kick pickup going into a bar transition, just to pull the phrase forward. Pick one quick fill idea so it feels like a variation, not just a loop. Option 1. Bar end stutter. At the end of bar 2, repeat a snare slice as 1/16 notes. Keep it short and controlled. Option 2. Reverse accent. Take a snare slice, duplicate it, reverse it, and place it about an eighth note before the main snare. That creates a suction effect, like the groove is inhaling into the hit. Super sunrise. Option 3. Jungle shuffle. Use the groove pool. Load a subtle swing 16 groove. Set timing around 10-20%. Velocity around 5-10%. Subtle is the point. Sunrise motion is smooth, not drunk. If you want to level up the musicality, try a 4-bar call and response. Bars 1 and 2 are the statement. Bars 3 and 4 answer it. Same rhythmic idea, but swap which slice does it. Like the first time it's a snare stutter, the second time it's a hat or rim slice doing the same rhythm. That makes it sound intentional. Another advanced move, ghost note swells. Program a cluster of very low velocity ghosts leading into the main snare, then increase those velocities slightly every 8 or 16 bars. That reads as rising energy without adding layers or changing the pattern. Cool, now we've got a variation. Let's make it glow. Step 2, build the sunrise distortion chain. We're going to do this in a very specific order because it matters. Cleaner first, harmonic second, crunch in parallel, then peak control at the end. First device, EQ8 for cleanup, high pass it, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 35 to 45 Hz. We're not trying to make it thin, we're removing rumble, so the distortion doesn't grab garbage low end and turn it into mud. If it's harsh, do a small dip, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB around 3.5 to 6 kHz with EQ around 2. And notice what I'm not doing yet. I'm not boosting highs. For sunrise, it's tempting to go bright early, but you'll get a nicer top end by adding harmonics first, then brightening gently after. Second device, drum bus. This is glue and weight, but we keep it sunrise friendly. Start drive around 7, and keep it in the 5 to 12 range. Crunch low, like 3, boom off, or extremely low, because you do not want low-end bloom fighting your sub-bass. Now set transient up, start around plus 10. This is important. Saturation can flatten the attack, and the transient control helps the snare pop back out after you warm it up. Trim the output so you're not clipping the next stage. Again, vibe staging. If it's too hot going forward, everything turns rude. Third device, saturator. Pick soft sine for smoothness, or analog clip if you want it slightly firmer. Start with about 3.5 dB of drive. Turn on soft clip. Then set dry slash wet somewhere between 40 and 70% depending on how clean you want it. Listen for the change in emotional tone. This stage should feel like the break got more alive and present, not like it got louder and meaner. Now the fun part. Control dirt in parallel. We're going to use roar, but we're not going to destroy the whole signal. Instead, we blend dirt under the clean break so we get movement without losing clarity. Create an auto effect rack. Make two chains. One chain is clean, no roar. The other chain is dirt, and put roar on it. Turn the dirt chain down right away, like minus 10 to minus 18 dB. Start low. Earn the dirt. On roar, choose a smoothish style. Avoid extreme fuzz for sunrise. Set drive so it adds hair, not tear. Darken the tone slightly so the top doesn't turn brittle. Then, very important, filter the dirt. Either inside roar or after it with EQ8. High pass the dirt chain around 120 to 180 HE. This keeps your sub and low kick clean and stable. Optionally low pass the dirt around 10 to 14 kHC if it gets fizzy. Now blend in the dirt chain until you feel the texture in the mix. Don't solo it and chase a cool distortion tone. Solo distortion lies. In the mix, you want it to read as urgency and density, not as hey, I distorted this. Quick pro check for harshness. Drop a spectrum after your rack while it loops. If you see a constant plateau building in the 4 to 8 kHC region, that's fizz. Fix it by darkening the dirt chain before compression, because compressors will lift the trash. Step 3. Add air and emotion without harshness. Option A. After the rack, add a gentle EQ8 high shelf. Plus 1 to plus 3 dB at 8 to 12 kHC. If hiss comes up, back it off. Sunrise is airy, not scratchy. Option B, which I really recommend. Add space on a send, not an insert. Create a return track called drum verb. Put hybrid reverb on it in algorithmic mode. Set decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the snare stays punchy. High pass the reverb around 250 to 500 HC. Low pass it around 8 to 12 KHC. Then send your amen to it lightly, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. This is early morning glow, not a wash. Step 4. Control peaks so it sits like a record. Put glue compressor near the end. Attack 3 milliseconds if you want it a bit tighter, or 10 milliseconds if you want more transient through. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits. And be careful with makeup gain. Makeup can trick you into thinking it sounds better when it's just louder, and it can also push more into clipping. Then add a limiter as a safety. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. Don't smash it. It's just there to catch unexpected spikes. Bonus control move. Mono discipline below about 140 HE. Even if you high pass the dirt chain, the clean amen might still have stereo low end baked in. Add utility, and either use space mono or reduce width a little. If the kick feels wide and wobbly, your sub will thank you. Step 5. The classic DNB layering workflow. Duplicate your amen track. Make amen clean and amen dirt. On amen clean, keep it more transient and clear. On amen dirt, keep the character. On the dirt track, high pass around 150 to 250 HC. Optionally low pass around 10 to 12 KHC. Then blend it under the clean track. This is how you get the pressed final break vibe while staying modern and mixable. Clean does the definition, dirt does the emotion and urgency. If you want a deeper trick, try clean attack, dirty tail. Make two chains, one tight and one longer and dirtier, then shape them so the click comes from the clean chain and the smear comes from the dirty chain. You get punch and texture at the same time. Step 6. Arrange it like a sunrise set. Here's a simple 32-bar progression that works on dancer floors. Bars 1 through 8, clean amen only, light saturation, a touch more reverb send. You can even do a morning haze intro by low-passing the break around 4 to 6 kHE and using slightly more reverb. Bars 9 through 16, introduce the dirt layer at a very low level. Add small fills at phrase ends. Bars 17 through 24, slowly increase the dirt blend and maybe automate a tiny high shelf up by 1 to 2 dB approaching a drop. Bars 25 through 32. Pull back the distortion briefly for contrast right before the drop. Also pull the reverb send down near impact moments so the drums hit clean. That's a big Sunrise secret. Impact comes from contrast, not just louder drums. If you want a performance-friendly control, build a tone fader macro in your rack. Map the dirt chain low pass frequency, a gentle high shelf on the clean chain, and maybe your reverb send. Now one knob takes you from dark and hazy to bright and lifted. Common mistakes to avoid. Quickly, while you're working, if the transient gets wrecked, you've over-distorted the attack. Go more parallel, reduce roar drive, and raise drum bus transient. If the low end turns to soup, you let distortion touch the sub. High pass the dirt chain higher, and keep the low end duty clean. If it feels like sandpaper, it's probably 4 to 8 kHz. Dip around 4.5 to 6.5 kHz, or low pass the dirt chain. If the reverb washes the groove, shorten decay, add pre-delay, and filter it harder. Keep it on a send. If it feels static, automate something. Dirt blend, tone, or ghost velocities. Sunrise energy moves. Now a 15-minute practice run to lock this in. Make a 2-bar amen variation using slices. Include at least one ghost note pattern and one fill. Build your chain. EQ8 into drum bus into saturator into the clean pus roar rack into glue.